I'm proud of my collection of action figures.
Right.
It's like a nerd flex.
You are being offered money, and in exchange, your lover will be permanently 25% less intelligent than before.
Your lover?
Yeah. What would it take for
you... Seems awfully cruel.
...to make your partner 25... 25% is a lot, I think.
That's a hefty hit to the old brain bin.
Yeah. So, I feel like we should approach this like... Like, we should address the cruelty factor. But also, we should try to take that out of it and see what the price is.
Well, is it cruel? I mean... Maybe you're...
That's what I mean.
Maybe you're just making them happier.
That's what I mean. It might be a blessing for them. You know what they say.
Yeah. And like how long... If I don't like them in their new dumbed down state, do I have to stay with them?
Maybe now would be a good time to discuss the cruelty factor.
And your IQ is 75 and see ya.
Because honestly, I don't think like... I think this is like, we talked about a lot of horrible things on this podcast. I don't remember all of them, but this one seems especially bad to me. Like to take someone's intelligence away, especially by a quarter. Like
only a quarter. So they can just barely grasp what you've done to them.
Exactly. Like it's really cruel.
I guess. I guess if that's how you see it.
Two questions. Do you have a price first? Can you think of a number?
Well, I don't hate my partner enough to do this. I would feel way too guilty.
Yeah.
So
assuming that it's like, because for me, I would like talk to them about it. Right.
You so convince them.
If you
you'd sell them on selling their
If you convinced IQ. If you convinced your partner, what would be the number?
Well, at 3/4 of current intelligence,
yeah.
I think my girlfriend could still take care of herself, like function as a human.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to put her in a home, get her special care, change her die.
I don't think so either. Like, I think they still function and everything, but I feel like it would just take, oh man, I don't know.
They definitely, like, the personality would be, does the personality go first? Is that, like, at the top of your IQ?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Is it buried deep? I don't know.
That's the thing, you don't know. So for me, it would be, like, hundreds of millions, if not billions, because of all of that.
Just you have to pay for your own therapy over their what therapy you did.
Yeah,
their therapy, probably some sort of like Lumosity or brain training game subscription just to try and win back some of those points.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question. Would you do it to yourself for any amount?
Yes, for free. I would just lobotomize myself if it was an option.
Just to see what it's like?
I'm way too smart to be happy, I've concluded many years ago.
I would do it to myself for the same amount.
A million?
No, fuck no. Hundreds of millions. At least 100 million.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. You could live off that and be totally dumb and happy.
Yeah. I will tell you now that the original question was 10 million, which I think is far too small.
Well, by the time you were lowered, 10 million would seem way better. So think ahead.
That's true, but like I gotta make the decision on my dumb self's behalf. Like I feel like I need to be the one that makes the number up. Yeah. It has to be a number that I'm satisfied with in my current state.
Because like, after it happens, there's nothing preventing me from coming and convincing you to just give me the money back.
That's true. Yeah.
You're dumb enough to fall for it now.
Yeah, yeah. That's how this one goes wrong. You lose the money. You don't realize that you're also giving the money away by taking your intelligence yep. away.
You got brain genied.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Strong Beer. It tastes awful, but it works. Jeff, I have a question for you about sports.
Well, you've come to the right place.
I disagree, but I will ask it anyway.
Sports ball, eh?
Should golf courses be replaced with public parks?
What? No.
Do you know that this is a thing?
They want to do this?
Well, people don't like... There's people that hate golf and people that love golf, and there's nothing in between. Do you agree?
That's true.
Yeah.
Golf is the most polarizing of sports. In fact, it's polarizing on whether it is even a sport.
Yeah. George Carlin has a long bit about golf in his final stand-up special and how useless it is.
Yeah. I can't imagine him being on the pro golf side.
Yeah. And I've heard several podcasts about whether golf courses should be allowed to exist. One of them was Malcolm Gladwell, I think, and he was talking specifically about LA courses or some California city.
Uh-huh.
And how they don't pay taxes and they have so much land.
Yeah. They're golf courses are the churches of No, they're just like churches.
Yeah. The churches of sport. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are people that think public golf courses shouldn't exist and they should just be parks.
Right. I could see how if you're not a golf player, they are basically a huge abomination and they go against everything environmental.
Yeah, well, not environmental. Well, I don't know.
They're a huge water.
Oh, right.
Draw.
Yeah, so you got to keep all that.
And California, they fuck things up huge because they destroyed already.
Yeah, I think that was one of his points is their water bill is one of the biggest and they don't pay for it.
Yeah, so, but no, because fuck it. They're just playing the system like everyone else, aren't they?
I guess.
It's free market. If we believe in the free market, then
yeah.
If they can sustain themselves.
Yeah.
Then whatever. They should be allowed to, you should be allowed to own and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
With the things you own.
So public courses though, you said you could see that argument.
There's public golf courses?
Yeah. So
that are owned by the government?
Yeah. We've played on some in Toronto.
Huh.
Yeah. They're maintained by the city and owned by the city and they make no money for the city, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. I guess that I don't really agree with that because I don't feel like it's the government's role to own golf courses.
Yeah. If we closed all the ones in Toronto, there would be few that are near us anymore, I think. So that's something to consider.
Okay. But no, it's not really fair then because of how much space they take up.
Yeah.
For the amount of people that use them, you could probably do something better with the land.
Right.
But because I like golf.
You want them to stick around.
Yeah. Personally, they benefit me, I guess, but I don't really believe they're right.
Do you like golf? Because every time I've golfed with you, you've seemed like you weren't enjoying it. Or is that part of it for you?
I only hate golf when I'm playing it. Otherwise, I love it.
Is that a t-shirt already? Because if not, we should make a shirt that says, I only hate golf when I'm playing it. A golf shirt.
Okay.
I think it would do well.
I would both wear and sell the shit out of that shirt. It's been my experience that most people hate golf when they play it. I don't think I'm alone.
Well, I feel like it's one of the most frustrating games there is.
For sure.
I think it's because of the ridiculousness of it. I guess it's no more ridiculous than other things, but it feels more ridiculous than other things because it's a tiny ball, you know? You're so far away. Yeah. You're like, you want me to put this over there with a stick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And like, it can only go wrong. Like, the best case scenario in golf is that you just, you do the mundane thing you were trying to do.
Is it mundane? Are all, there's no, is there no such thing as a great golf shot to you? It's just, that's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, you moved a ball. Ball was here, now it's over there. Good job. No one else moved? Cool.
That's all sports, though.
I guess.
Yeah. I was watching basketball the other day, and basketball is weird because it's like a game of stamina more than anything else, but it's like team stamina. You know what I mean? Because it's so high scoring. Yeah. It's like you it doesn't matter when it goes in the basket, really. It's like, yeah, that's supposed to happen. That'll happen 100 times. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the one sport where scoring is just like so easy and so common.
Yeah, that's what
it's
let's
can score the most of these, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's not make it hard. Let's just make it about numbers.
Yeah.
It's the beep test with a ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I think that soccer is closer to the beep test because it's just running endlessly.
True.
But yeah, you're right. It pretty much is the beep test with a ball. And so when I was watching it, I was thinking like maybe they should have made scoring harder in this game. Like mm-hmm. they should have like, I also don't understand the rules of, fouling in basketball really. Like I don't know how that works. So to me, it's like, why can't they just like get in the way more? Like, and I think that maybe they should do that. Like they should ease up the fouling rules to make it harder.
So you want like the NBA's version of the XFL?
Yes. But I think that they already did that in slam ball. I don't
Is
know
that
if
the
you...
trampoline version yeah. of basketball.
Yeah. You remember that. Slam ball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that still going? That failed, right? That went the way of the XFL?
I think it's like still a private thing. Like you can
right.
You can go jump on a trampoline and dunk balls.
That game though is just break your ankles basketball. Right?
Yeah. And it's lame because you don't like move around.
Much. You move around a lot vertically. Like
oh, well yeah.
Slam ball was full contact though.
I don't really remember it that well, but I remember it being pretty sweet.
I'm pretty sure it was full contact. So I think they should just make basketball full contact.
Yeah. Okay.
Just no eye gouging. Like the UFC, whatever the UFC's rules are.
Yeah.
That just apply those to basketball, but you still have to get baskets in the.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I think that's that is a sport. Like it's either like the original version of basketball was like that. It was like some either like Roman or Egyptian game where it was just like a free for all, like get the ball through the hoop by any means necessary.
I thought that James Naismith invented basketball in Vancouver, according to that Heritage Minute.
Yeah. The version where you throw the ball, I think, and it's like a high hoop is what he invented.
Okay.
But the original, like, bloody version, bloody basketball, was like a low, like, head level hoop that you, like everyone could dunk on, and like a hard ass ball.
Right. Okay. That's and, awesome.
Like, just put it through there.
Yeah.
And if you
have by to any means necessary,
smash it off some heads on the way. By all means.
What would a full contact golf look like?
You line up at the tee box mm-hmm. with your sharpest club.
So swords or spears, basically?
Yeah, clubs would change a little bit. Probably get longer, deadlier. And then you have 12 seconds to fight it out. And
does this determine who tees off first?
Yeah, after the 12-second mark, you may pull out a ball and try to hit it. But most likely, like, if anyone's else is still like not incapacitated, yeah, they will fight you.
Right. I feel like everybody would just run in different directions to start or something. And then you'd like mess each other up on the way to the balls. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe, yeah, you'd meet up at the pin and like
joust. I think you all tee off at once. There's like a gunshot and you all tee off in sync.
Okay.
And then from there on, it's just no rules except get the ball in the hole.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like this. The first thing your club hits has to be your own ball.
Right.
But then anything else is fair game.
All right. Yeah. You were right about the sharpening though. Like people would definitely javelin their clubs often. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like you wouldn't all shoot to the same spot, right? So you'd be spread out a bit, like running towards your balls. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to have projectiles of some kind to slow.
True,
like,
true.
I'm picturing like two golf balls tied together to like wrap around legs,
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe like your driver, the end like unscrews and it's like a boomerang. like a sharpened metal boomerang.
Yep. Love it. I feel like we should develop this into a cartoon.
Battle golf.
We'll see if we can get the PGA to pay for it.
That would really help with their image with the young kids.
Yeah. It would definitely make golf cooler.
Yeah.
If battle golf was like popular.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we should just start like a battle golf league.
Do you think there's a poor enough golf course out there that would let us do that?
Yeah, Tuesday night is battle golf night.
Is it 18 holes still? Because like that's so intense. If you make it. It's like a 20-hour game.
Yeah, I think of it as more of a last man standing than a
right
get to 18.
Yeah, okay. Well,
probably somewhere between 3 or 4 holes.
We'll have to iron out the rules, but we should definitely put pen to paper and start the plans for battle golf.